This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
2 weeks from today, a presidential election in Mexico. As Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. renegotiate NAFTA, there's a division between what the economic statistics say and what the Mexican people feel. Jorge Castañeda was Mexico's foreign minister in the early 2000s. He joined us via Skype from Mexico City. Good morning.
It's a pleasure, David.
So you look at these economic statistics, the latest for gross domestic product in Mexico showed certainly no recession, some modest growth, inflation the lowest in 17 months. But how would you say it feels on the ground to many Mexicans?
Well, it doesn't feel very good, which is why, according to most polls, something like 80% of all Mexicans want a change. Those economic numbers are not being felt by people in their pocketbooks. The growth has been mediocre. And when you recall that Mexico has still around a 1.4 population growth rate per year, and the economy is growing at 2% per year, well, there's not a whole lot left for people to take home.
How big a deal are these trade tensions between Mexico and the U.S. as voters are forming their final opinions here?
Well, they are not really an electoral deal as such. I don't think, you know, people at rallies and at town hall meetings or all over Mexico really wonder too much about whether the tariffs placed on Mexican aluminum exports to the United States or tariffs placed by Mexico on imports of Washington apples are a big deal. What is true is that these trade tensions weaken the Mexican peso. They affect the exchange rate very severely. And that affects almost everybody in Mexico. The peso has been weakening now constantly for the last month or so, partly because of difficulties with NAFTA 2.0, partly because of the trade war, and partly because of the possible result of the upcoming elections. You put all that together, you've got a very significantly weakening peso, and that affects everybody.
Yeah, that people feel that in prices and so forth. Now, I saw this striking public opinion poll. The Reforma newspaper and the Dallas Morning News had these numbers. 74% of Mexicans thought their lives have not improved under the North American Free Trade Agreement. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, it's maybe a little bit a reflection on how Mexicans feel about Donald Trump, because he hasn't said a whole bunch of nice things about us. What is true is that over the past 25 years, while some sectors of Mexican society and the Mexican economy have benefited enormously from NAFTA, many others haven't. They haven't been damaged or injured by it. That's mainly a lot of nonsense. But they haven't benefited from it enormously. To give you an example, the automobile industry is generally considered to be the biggest success story, the sort of the crown jewel. Well, there's about 750,000 people working in the automobile industry in Mexico, including the parts industry, not just the final assembly. 750,000 people is a lot of people, granted. But Mexico is a country of 125 million inhabitants. So then it becomes a little more relative. And then if you go to the average salary in the automobile industry, it's around $400, perhaps $450 a month, whereas a UAW worker with benefits, et cetera, an hourly worker can make upwards of $35 an hour in any major old plant, a unionized plant, let's say, in Michigan. So you take 35 and you multiply it by 8, you're talking about $280 right there. You're getting close to what a Mexican automobile worker makes in a month.
The tensions between the U.S. and Mexico may not be front and center in this electoral campaign. Prices will be much more front and center. Certainly, public corruption must be on a lot of people's minds.
That is clearly a fundamental issue. Every poll shows that, together with the state of the economy and the violence and crime and violence throughout the country, corruption is a central issue. Firstly, this is generally considered to have been a more corrupt government than previous ones, and we've had some real doozies in the past. But also because more attention has been paid to corruption and there has been more sunlight being cast on it, more light in general being cast on it. And so we know more about corruption today than we did, let's say, 25 or 50 years ago. So if you put all of that together, people's less amount of tolerance for corruption, a freer media, opposition Congress, you put all of that together, foreign correspondents doing a very important job in denouncing it. You put all of that together, Mexicans are very upset about corruption, and that's one of the main reasons they want to, throw these bums out.
Journalists should be leery about public opinion polls showing who is the front runner in a presidential campaign. We've learned the hard way. But the poll suggests that Andres Lopez Obrador, who's to the political left, may have the lead. There's an accusation that he's anti-business. Is that your sense?
Well, first of all, he is the front runner right now. And the polls seem to be showing that in a very general fashion, although there are some questions that have been raised about the accuracy of these polls. The business community perceives him to be anti-business. Now, most business communities everywhere in the world think that anybody who doesn't align themselves totally with them is anti-business. So you don't necessarily have to take the Mexican business community at its, explicitly as being right in considering him anti-business. What is true is that he often resorts to rhetoric that can be seen as anti-business. He talks about people who, businessmen who steal from the people, who don't pay taxes, businessmen who are just in it for themselves, businessmen who bet against Mexico. He uses sort of old, stale rhetoric of an anti-business nature that brings back memories of other Mexican presidents who in the past, or other Latin American presidents in the present, who have resorted to this anti-business rhetoric. So he may be less anti-business than he seems, but he certainly makes no effort to not to seem anti-business.
Jorge Castañeda Guzmán is the former Mexican foreign minister. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, David.